There are tectonic shifts shaking up the TV schedule over at NBC. Jay Leno's last Tonight Show is Friday. Conan O'Brien is taking over. And in the fall, Leno's new show will be on at 10 p.m. five nights a week. It's the first time a network will devote that much prime time to a talk show. Commentator Andrew Wallenstein of The Hollywood Reporter says it may be unprecedented, but for NBC, it's not surprising.
To understand what NBC is up to in late night, consider the comb-over. Some men paste the remaining hair on their heads over their bald spots, and NBC takes the few big hits it has and just stretches it over fallow sections of its schedule. Hey, it's easier than what most networks do, which is trying to launch brand new hit shows. NBC tried the comb-over in 2004 with its must-see TV lineup on Thursdays. They couldn't find any shows to pair with their hit sitcom Friends.
Oh my God, you guys, what am I doing? What am I doing? This is so un-me.
If you want, I'll do it.
NBC resorted to what it's called supersizing, expanding some comedies from 30 minutes to 45. The logic was, why try something new and fail when you could spread out what already worked? And it did, as NBC continues to do today. Episodes of The Office sometimes run a full hour, but the show's middling ratings don't deliver the way Friends once did. NBC applied the same formula to its morning lineup.
From NBC News, this is Today.
It expanded the Today Show to 3 hours in 2000 and then to four in 2007. NBC remained strong in the morning, but that fourth hour has become something of a punching bag for comics. NBC's own Saturday Night Live has mercilessly mocked co-host Kathy Lee Gifford for being just a little bit loopy.
Oh, wow. How delicious. You look exhausted today.
No, wide awake. I got plenty of sleep.
You could have fooled me. Oh. Can someone dim the lights, huh? Can someone put some Vaseline in the lens? I mean, it's like the movie Cocoon over here.
Oh. As if Saturday Night Live is one to talk. The network introduced primetime versions of SNL last year, and more are in the works. That's NBC for you, squeezing golden eggs out of its prize geese. But there's a risk in doing that. Burnout. NBC's tireless franchise Law & Order attempted to spawn a fourth edition called Trial by Jury in 2005. But this comb-over didn't stretch quite far enough. The show failed. Now, NBC's going Rapunzel again, this time with Leno. When you include Jimmy Fallon and Carson Daly, the network has four funny white men with talk shows every weeknight. NBC's reliance on elasticity may be getting its toughest test yet. You know, maybe we shouldn't expect any less from a network nicknamed the Peacock, a bird that loves nothing more than fanning out its feathers.
That's Andrew Wallenstein of The Hollywood Reporter.